Speaker 1.
I'd say identification is probably the most important reason people binge. We talk about identification when we see ourselves in a show's character. Modern Family, for example, offers identification for the individual who is an adoptive parent, a gay husband, the father of a gay couple, the daughter of a father who marries a much younger woman, and so on. The show is so popular because of its multiple avenues for identification. But then, of course, there's also wishful identification. That is where plots and characters offer opportunity for fantasy and immersion in the world the viewers wish they lived in. Examples are Gossip Girl and America's Next Top Model. Also, the identification with power, prestige, and success makes it pleasurable to keep watching. Parasocial interaction, then, is a one-way relationship where the viewers feel a close connection to an actor or character in the TV show. If you've ever found yourself thinking that you and your favourite character would totally be friends in real life, you've likely experienced this type of involvement. Another type of character involvement being perceived is similarity, where we enjoy the experience of, I know what that feels like, because it's affirming and familiar, and may also allow the viewers increased self-esteem when seeing qualities valued in another story. For example, you're drawn to shows with a strong female lead, because you often take on that role at work or in your social groups.
Speaker 2.
I'd say binging often happens when a show features a character or scenario that ties you into your day-to-day routine. This can also end up having a positive impact on your real life. Binge-watching can be healthy if your favourite character is also a virtual role model for you, or if the content of the show gives you, for example, exposure to a career that you're interested in. Although most characters and scenes are exaggerated for dramatic effect, it can teach you a lesson and be a good case study. For example, if a shy person wants to become more assertive, remembering how a strong character on the show behaves can give that person a vivid example of how to advocate themselves or to try something new. Or, if experiencing a personal crisis, remembering how a favourite character or TV role model solved a problem can give the binge watcher new, creative, or bolder solutions.
Speaker 3.
When engaged in an activity that is enjoyable, such as binge-watching, the brain produces dopamine. This chemical gives the body a natural, internal reward of pleasure that reinforces continued engagement in that activity. It is the brain's signal that communicates to the body, "This feels good. You should keep doing this." When binge-watching your favourite show, the brain is continually producing dopamine, and the body experiences a drug-like high. We experience a pseudo-addiction to the show, not because it is so amazing, but because we develop cravings for dopamine that we get from watching episode after episode. And in fact, the neural pathways that cause heroin and sex addictions are the same as an addiction to binge-watching. Our body does not discriminate against pleasure. It can become addicted to any activity or substance that consistently produces dopamine. Spending so much time immersed in the lives of the characters portrayed on a show is also fueling our binge-watching experience. Our brains code all experiences, be it watched on TV, experienced live, read in a book, or imagined, as real memories. So when watching a TV program, the areas of the brain that are activated are the same as when experiencing a live event. We get drawn into storylines, become attached to characters, and truly care about the outcomes of conflicts.
Speaker 4.
The reason we binge watch, in one word, escapism. The act of binge watching offers us a precious temporary escape from our day-to-day grind, which can act as a helpful stress management tool. We're all bombarded with stress from everyday living, and with the nature of today's world, where information floods us constantly, it is hard to shut our minds down and tune out the stress and pressure. A binge can work like a steel door that blocks our brains from thinking about those constant stresses that force themselves into our thoughts. Sounds fantastic, But of course, there are downsides you have probably experienced yourself. Ever felt sad after finishing a series? When we finish binge-watching a series, we actually mourn the loss. We often go into a state of depression because of the loss we are experiencing. We call this situational depression because it is stimulated by an identifiable, tangible event. Our brain stimulation is lowered, depressed, such as in other forms of depression,